Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. Feeling like you need a little bit of inspiration for your meal plan this month? Keep listening. I have 10 ideas for meals you can make for your family this month. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort, let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Welcome back to the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. I'm Chris Dovniak, founder of Healthy Mama Chris, trained chef and busy mom just like you. And welcome to a new monthly series where I share with you 10 meals my family is loving as of late that you can add to your meal plan this month. It is the month of March, and it's still a bit cold in most parts of the world. Here in West Central Florida, it is warming up quite a bit, but just because it's warming up here doesn't mean we have all of the spring produce ready to go quite yet. It's still starting to come here, just like it is around the world, albeit a little bit faster in our area. So the recipes that I want to share with you today are recipes that my family has been enjoying because I've been craving more of those fresh flavors as the weather is starting to warm up. And I think a lot of you are probably the same as well. I'm so excited for more fresh produce as the weather warms up, new flavors. I'm just kind of over those winter soups and stews and braises. I love them when the weather is super cold and I want something cozy. But like I shared in my episode where I shared about different ways to brighten your winter meals, I'll link that in the show notes. I've really been craving more of those fresh flavors, even if they're not all quite available yet. So I've kind of incorporated that into my meals as of late. And today I want to share with you some of those meals that are my family's favorites we've loved recently. And I thought it would be fun to make this a series where every month I come on and I'm like, hey, here are 10 meals my family has been enjoying. Here are the links. And I hope that you enjoy all of them as well. Before we dive into the meals that my family has been loving, I wanted to talk about some of what is in season this time of the year. Because we are just coming into the warmer months, a lot of these items are not quite in season yet, but they will be coming into season towards the end of the month. So things like artichokes and arugula, you can get them, but they're going to be better the longer we wait in the month. So this month, I'm actually featuring artichokes and asparagus in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I'm going to share with you how to steam delicious artichokes, how an easy hack actually for how to trim asparagus and how to roast asparagus. So definitely stay tuned for those if you're a Healthy Mama Cooking Club member. But Artichokes, arugula, asparagus are all spring vegetables I love to bring out in the springtime. Arugula and asparagus especially are vegetables that are available year-round, and we do eat arugula year-round. Asparagus, it's more of a springtime thing, but as we get into the springtime, they just get better and more flavorful, so we tend to highlight those even more. We use arugula a lot on things like wraps or as a base for salads, or my favorite way to prepare arugula is just tossing it in some good olive oil, some lemon juice, and some kosher salt, and it makes the best easy salad. My sister actually made it with the chicken that she cooked last night and sent me a picture of it because it's just so good and so fresh. For asparagus, we love roasting asparagus. It's probably the number one way that I cook asparagus. It's also really good steamed as well, but I find sometimes steamed asparagus can get a little bit stringy. Roasting it is my favorite way to cook it up. Really, it's really, really fast. It only takes about 12 minutes, sometimes less, depending on how thin the asparagus spears are. But the further we get into spring, the better asparagus gets. We love to serve asparagus alongside steak. I have a really delicious steak salad with asparagus and arugula and chimichurri in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. That's really delicious and is a great one to check out. It also has avocado on it as well, which is also in season this time of the year. There are also some vegetables like broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbage and cauliflower that are still in season now, but are kind of getting towards the end of their season. So now is a really great time to use up those vegetables if you love them as much as we do. We roast up broccoli really, really often. I also love blanching it and making a peanut broccoli as well. I serve the peanut broccoli with my red curry coconut salmon. That's a Cooking Club recipe as well. And so broccoli is a staple in our house. We also love Brussels sprouts, again, roasted. I love my root vegetables and cruciferous vegetables roasted more often than not. But I also love Brussels sprouts shredded into a salad. They're so good, and the season only lasts so long. You cannot find Brussels sprouts in the summertime, so if you can find them in your store, definitely use them up now. And cabbage is another good one. You can kind of get cabbage year-round, but I love a good slaw, so I will eat slaws through the summertime, but I love making an avocado oil lime and honey slaw for any of my fish tacos. I also love adding cabbage to some shredded chicken or rotisserie chicken along with some carrots and a peanut sauce for a peanut chicken salad. I love braising cabbage and serving it alongside chicken schnitzel as well. And then a cauliflower. Our favorite way to eat cauliflower is probably roasted, but I love chopping it up and throwing it in mac and cheese. I have a collie mac and cheese recipe, and that one's really a really good way to add in some extra veggies. I also love cauliflower mash. Cauliflower rice is delicious as well. And if you don't want to use it as rice in and of itself, you can also add it to rice or add it to your stir fry and just add in some extra vegetables that way. Another vegetable that is at the tail end of its season but is still good in the springtime that I think is highly underrated is fennel. Oh my gosh, I love fennel in its lightly licorice-y flavor. I love pairing fennel with apple. I love pairing fennel with grapefruit, which is also still kind of at the tail end of its season, tail end of citrus season right now. I love fennel in a slaw. There is a fennel slaw recipe in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club Winter Cookbook that's super delicious. I love it on top of salads, raw. It's also really good roasted. It's also in my winter whitefish recipe in the Cooking Club. It has that very light, slightly sweet, slightly licorice-y flavor, but it's not super overpowering. And it's just so good. If you haven't tried fennel, I encourage you to try it this month as it's still in season. Of course, our citrus is just at the end of its season as well. I mentioned fennel and grapefruit together in a salad. Leeks are another vegetable that is sometimes harvested in the winter, but oftentimes in the early spring. I love adding leeks to any sort of pasta dish. They kind of melt in. They're really good paired with butter. So they're really great in pasta dishes, and they are also really, really great in any sort of soups and stews. They're used a lot in French cooking. So they're good with fish as well, especially white fish. So So I will do a just sauteed leek sauteed in butter over some whitefish. En papillote is really good, so cooked in parchment paper with some lemon as well. But I also really like leeks in just my classic chicken noodle soup. I think that's what makes my chicken noodle soup stand out. So many people have reached out and told me how much they love my chicken noodle soup, which if you have, I very much appreciate it. I think it's just the leeks and maybe the ratio of herbs, maybe the broth that you're using. I always recommend you use a really nice broth, especially a homemade broth for chicken noodle soup. But the leeks definitely make a difference. And last but not least, spinach is starting to come into season in March as well. So it's a great time to throw your spinach in your soups and stews. And then you can slowly, as it starts getting fresher and more available, make your spinach salads as well. You can also find vegetables that are grown pretty much year-round this time of the year. Things like tomatoes and cucumber and your peppers and zucchini are typically grown year-round. You know, we have hydroponics. We have a lot of technology now that allows us to have some really nice fresh vegetables. I just recommend experimenting what stores actually have vegetables that are appealing, even if they're not in season. Obviously, zucchinis in the summertime, or zucchinis? Is it zucchini? In the summertime are going to be way more flavorful than your zucchini this time of the year, but you can roast them up and really draw out as much flavor from them. You probably, this time of the year, are going to want to serve vegetables like your peppers and your zucchini cooked, so sautéed or roasted, rather than raw or fresh. They'll be better when they're in season, but you can get them at your local farmer's market. But some, like tomatoes and cucumbers, just about choosing the right variety, they can still be good this time of the year as well. We've started to bring some of those back into our rotation after a long time without them in the wintertime, and I'm really enjoying some more of those fresh flavors. So let's get into my 10 recipes my family has been loving lately. Don't forget that all of these are linked in the show notes, and all of these recipes can also be found in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you're not already a part of the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, this is like an extension of the podcast. If you wish the podcast had a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, most of which you can't find anywhere else, I do share some of them over on Instagram, but most of them I don't. Sometimes I share them on my blog, but most of the recipes I create these days are within the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, and you can get access to our recipe vault for only $3 a month, or you can get weekly meal plans where I share with you a dinner plan for 5 days with a prep list and a grocery list, so you can take that and turn it into your meal plan or use it as inspiration for your upcoming week as well. I try to keep these as seasonal as possible and give you lots of new ideas each and every week. So that's all at patreon.com/healthymamachris if you want even more inspiration. So the first recipe that we have been loving lately, this was a request from my daughter, from my oldest daughter, my 10-year-old, Sage. We hadn't eaten this in a while, and she was going through my bowls book that I just came out with at the beginning of the month, or I guess just before the beginning of the month in February, Balance in a Bowl 2.0. Any of you who have been around for a while know I released my first Balance in a Bowl ebook back in 2021, but I recently overhauled the entire book, created a whole new version, and it is available now if you want to download that or order your print copy. But one of my daughter's favorite bowls, there's actually 4 bowls on this list. That was not intentional. It's just kind of how the cookie crumbled. It's what our family really loves. We truly do eat bowls at least once a week. My family loves them. And this is one. She was like, oh my gosh, you haven't made this in a while. Can you please make this? So we made Bang Bang Shrimp Bowls. These are so simple. I cook up a pot of rice. I take my shrimp, pat it super dry, and toss it in a mix of cornstarch, salt, pepper, and garlic powder. I believe that's what it is. I think it's just salt, pepper, and garlic powder. And then I pan fry them so they're nice and crispy, and toss them in a Bang Bang sauce, which is a mixture of mayo and sriracha, a little bit of honey for a little bit of sweetness, some rice vinegar, and then I serve that up with a very simple slaw made with avocado oil, lime juice, and honey. So it's a really simple meal. I think I filmed it for Instagram last week, and I think it took me like 27 minutes to throw it all together. So very simple meal. Shrimp cooks up really quickly. It only takes a couple minutes per side, if that. And the shrimp is crispy. There's that slightly spicy, slightly sweet sauce. There's that crunchy slaw. It's really tasty and fresh, even though, you know, you're using those seasonal vegetables in there as well. I use a slaw mix, but you could also shred your own cabbage and carrots as well. The second dish on my list is one that uses those zucchini and peppers that are decent year-round. Definitely could be better this time of the year, but it works really well in this recipe, and that is my sheet pan chicken shawarma. So you mix up a ton of delicious seasonings. Do not let the ingredient list deter you in this recipe. It's all spices. So you marinate the chicken thighs in this shawarma seasoning. Let it marinate as long as you can. You don't want to marinate it for several days because the chicken will get funky, but marinate it for an hour, up to like 6 to 8 hours, even up to one day before, but no more than that. And then you place it on a sheet pan with your zucchini and peppers and red onion. Roast it all up until the vegetables are soft and the chicken is cooked. I totally forgot to mention that I do quickly pan sear the chicken before I add it to the roasting tray. This just browns it a little bit, adds more of that flavor. And then we serve the chicken and vegetables on top of some couscous with some feta cheese, some chopped cilantro on top, and some hummus. So again, simple meal, comes together pretty fast, few dishes, and it's really, really flavorful. My family loves it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The next two recipes go together. I want to encourage you to make a batch of my Greek marinated chicken. We've made this twice in the last week, and it's so good. So you take some Greek yogurt, lemon juice, oregano, and thyme. You can use dried or fresh, and some garlic, a little bit of olive oil, whisk it together, add in your chopped chicken. So I sometimes use chicken thighs, sometimes use chicken breast. It's kind of whatever I have on hand. We order from ButcherBox. So we order a lot of chicken, but it's kind of what's left over. So you add the chicken, let it marinate, again, just like the shawarma, an hour, up to a few hours. And then I cook that in a pan until it's nice and browned. You need to be patient with this. You want to try and get as much of the marinade off of it to start. When you sear it in the pan, let it cook until that liquid evaporates, and then you have that nice browning on the outside of the chicken. I find the combination of the Greek yogurt and the lemon juice really tenderizes the chicken. It is so, so tasty. So for my Greek chicken bowls, I serve these over quinoa with a really quick Greek salad, just some chopped up tomatoes and celery, and I mix that with some red wine vinegar, olive oil, oregano, and a pinch of sea salt. I add some Kalamata olives and feta cheese to the top of that as well. And then if you double up the Greek chicken the next night, or vice versa, you can make Greek chicken wraps. So I take a pita, I make a really easy tzatziki sauce, which you can also use on the Greek chicken and quinoa bowls, which is just some finely shredded cucumber that I add a bit of salt to and let drain over a paper towel for a few minutes while I prepare the rest of the dressing, some garlic, some lemon juice, Greek yogurt, and dill. And then I squeeze out any of the extra liquid from the cucumber, add that to it, season it to taste, and we will put that over the pita along with some of that Greek marinated chicken, as well as some tomatoes, usually some red onion, some cucumber, some Kalamata olives, feta cheese, similar ingredients to the Greek chicken bowls, but a little bit different. So you can make these two nights in a row or a couple nights apart if you don't want similar dishes two nights in a row. But my family would eat either of those any day. But it is a nice way to make one protein and use it in more than one dish. I always like to share those type of recipes with you because I know we put so much effort into one protein, it's really helpful if it can work for us and make us another meal as well, right? So double it up, make, you know, a double batch of that protein and use it in more than one meal this week. It'll keep for a few days in the fridge if you want to use it on a different day. Today, I actually, because we cooked this up last night for dinner, the Greek chicken wraps, we were actually out of romaine lettuce because we had used it for Caesar the night before and I completely forgot to save any of it. So we had some arugula on hand. So I used arugula instead and some pickled onions that we had on hand rather than just slicing up another fresh onion, and it was really, really tasty. So it was a good way to mix it up. Number five is my cashew chicken lettuce cups. I know I've shared several chicken recipes with you, but that's kind of what my family has been feeling. You can also use turkey for this or pork as well, but it's my take on a cashew chicken recipe. You whip up a really quick sauce, and then you saute up a bunch of vegetables. I use onion and mushrooms and some peppers. Saute that up in a pan, add some ground chicken or whatever ground meat you want, cook it up with some ginger and garlic, and then add in that sauce and some cashews, and it's basically done. That's basically it. It's super simple. I like to serve it on top of lettuce cups, but you can also serve it on top of rice. With the kids, usually we serve both. We serve it with a side of rice, and sometimes I'll do just the lettuce cups. Sometimes I'll do rice. It kind of depends on how hungry I am and how I'm feeling, but it's delicious both ways. And that one comes together in like 20 minutes, a little bit longer if the chopping takes you a little bit longer, but work on those knife skills. All it is chopping up some vegetables and cooking it all in one pan. It's definitely a one pan type of recipe. Number six is honey lime salmon tacos with cilantro jalapeno ranch and pickled onions. I already mentioned the pickled onions. These are a staple in our house. If you have not made quick pickled onions, they are so easy. I just add an equal amount of apple cider vinegar and water to a saucepan, heat it to a simmer, add some honey. You can also add sugar and some salt. I do about a half teaspoon of salt. If you want them saltier, you can add a bit more. Once it comes to a simmer and the sugar and the salt are dissolved, you pour it over some sliced onions and let it sit for at least a half an hour. And the longer they sit, the better they are. You have quick pickled onions. We also love making a batch of our cilantro jalapeno ranch dressing. It's kind of a ranch, kind of just a crema type dressing, but it's literally just mayonnaise and sour cream, a little bit of cream or buttermilk with chopped cilantro, jalapeno, garlic powder, onion powder, and salt. And it's I blend it up in my blender and it is so good. My kids call it yummy sauce and they will use it as a dip for vegetables. We'll put it on tacos. We'll put it on tostadas. It is so flavorful. It's not too spicy at all. If you add this, if you leave the seeds in the jalapeno, it will be spicier, but we leave the seeds out. So it just has a little bit of a zing, but it's really, really tasty and it's really great on my honey lime salmon tacos. So I like to cook the salmon with the honey lime glaze in the air fryer, but if you don't have an air fryer, you can also use them in a pan. And I just kind of lightly break up the salmon and put it on top of the warm tortilla with a really quick slaw, that cilantro jalapeno ranch and pickled onions. And that's another like 20 minute dinner, especially if I, obviously if you make the pickled onions, it's not a 20 minute dinner, but if I've made the pickled onions ahead of time, the cilantro jalapeno ranch ahead of time, it comes together in like 15, 20 minutes. So that's where a little bit of prep ahead can make a really big difference in making your meal really, really fast. And they taste really fresh and light, but they're also filling, protein packed. You've got lots of veggies in there. They're really, really good. Number seven is my sheet pan steak fajitas. I actually just posted this. This episode is going to air tomorrow, and I just posted this over on Instagram, but I love these sheet pan steak fajitas. They are so, so flavorful. I take some really simple seasoning, so I make up a quick fajita seasoning blend, and then I add some oil and some garlic and some lime juice, and I take some flank steak, and I marinate it for just about an hour in that mixture, and then I take some sliced peppers and onions, roast them in the oven, and then halfway through cooking, I just make a space in the middle of the pan and add the steak, the flank steak to it, and broil it until it's just cooked. So I like it nice and rare, so I take it off around 125, 130 Fahrenheit. Let it cool for just a minute, just enough time so that I can, so it rests. So I say just a minute, but probably closer to 5 to 10 minutes. Slice it up. And then from there, you can broil it for another couple of minutes to kind of get it nice and crisp around the edges, which is what my family prefers. But I like it as it is. You've got a really great steak. You've got those sauteed vegetables. And we usually serve it simply. I know I just shared a taco recipe, but or another tortilla recipe, but we usually serve it simply over some tortillas with some sour cream and some chopped cilantro. You could also use the cilantro jalapeno ranch. You could also turn these into tostadas instead of the fajitas, which are similar to tacos, just usually a little bit bigger. You could also serve this over rice, which we've done in the past as well. Another very quick 20-minute dinner. Next up on the list is pesto turkey meatballs. You guys, I was so surprised when I shared this one over on Instagram. I have heard from a couple people in the cooking club that they love this recipe, but I was so surprised it didn't do as well on Instagram. This is so simple. I mean, it's probably just the algorithm, but this is so simple and so flavorful. Make this recipe. So you don't even have to use turkey. You can use ground chicken. You can use ground beef instead, but it's basically just your ground meat, your pesto. I like to use my homemade spinach almond pesto, but you can use whatever pesto you like, some garlic, some breadcrumbs, an egg, and you turn them into meatballs. You add a layer of sauce to the bottom of your slow cooker, add your meatballs on top, cover it with more sauce, cook it all day. The meatballs are super tender and flavorful. We like to serve them over roasted spaghetti squash, but it is the end of spaghetti squash season, so you could also serve them on top of any sort of pasta, or you can turn them into like a meatball sub as well. They're so good. You have to try them, and they're a very simple, make the meatballs, set it and forget it. You could even make the meatballs during your meal prep and then set it and forget it the next morning in the slow cooker. If you don't want to use the slow cooker, you can also make these in the oven or on the stovetop as well. Number 9, my shortcut air fryer teriyaki salmon and sesame broccoli with rice. The sesame broccoli I typically make in the air fryer as well. So I will just toss some broccoli in sesame oil with some sea salt and some garlic powder, cook it in the air fryer. Take that out of the air fryer, just do a little bit more cooking spray and add my teriyaki salmon to the air fryer and cook it up in there. And dinner, again, comes together in like 15, 20 minutes as long as the rice is going ahead of time. Typically, I do the rice first. I did not do a good job of sharing with you the order I would cook that in. The order I would cook it in is get the rice in the rice cooker, get the broccoli in the air fryer, and then get the teriyaki salmon in the air fryer. And more often than not these days, I have been just using the brand is Kevin's Paleo Teriyaki Sauce instead of making my own, because it's simple, it's delicious, and I have some in my fridge. And the jar that you can get, I think I got it at Target. The jar that I have has lasted me like, I don't know, 4 meals. So it's a good deal too. It's not the most inexpensive sauce, but it's a great shortcut sauce. I think I've seen them at Whole Foods as well. So that's a great meal that my family really, really enjoys. It hits all the bases for your protein, your vegetable, your starch, and having most of it done in the air fryer is really convenient and fast. And last but not least, number 10, it is March and I am very Irish. So we're going to make a Guinness stew. This recipe is actually one that I've made several times before, but never had a true recipe for. And I was like, okay, I need to have a Guinness stew recipe for the cooking club. And I also filmed it for Instagram. So if you want to stay tuned, in about a week, I will be sharing it over on Instagram just before St. Patrick's Day. But essentially, you are taking some bacon, and I like to do this in the Instant Pot. You can also do this on the stovetop and braise it as well. You cook up some bacon in a pan, remove the bacon, reserve the liquid or the fat, the bacon fat. That is the only way to do this, okay? You're gonna use the bacon fat, all right? It's just too good to not. And then I take some steak, season it well with kosher salt and pepper, toss it in a little bit of flour. You can use gluten-free flour if you need to. Obviously, Guinness is not gluten-free, but you could use a different gluten-free dark beer if you would like as well. You can use an alcohol-free beer if you want to use something alcohol-free. They do have a non-alcoholic Guinness as an option as well. Go ahead and sear your beef on all sides. Remove it. Again, I know we're doing a little bit taking out and putting back in, but I promise it's worth it. And then you go ahead and add in your carrot, celery, onion, some garlic, your tomato paste, some thyme, some basil. Add in that Guinness. Let it simmer down for about 5 minutes to reduce that alcohol. Add in, if it had alcohol to start with, add in a little bit of broth, add your beef back in along with your bacon and some potatoes over the top so they steam, so they still have texture in there even if you're pressure cooking it, and pop the lid on, cook it for about an hour or an hour and a half, as much time as you have. When it's done, You just kind of stir it all together. And oh my gosh, it is so, so flavorful. I love serving it alongside soda bread, Irish soda bread. The recipe that I use is a variation of Sally's Baking Addiction. And I will link that recipe because it's a really solid soda bread recipe. So I'll serve it alongside that. And it's a staple in March or really any time of the year, but it's one of my favorites around St. Patrick's Day. We will also be making corned beef and cabbage. I got a corned beef from Butcher Box. I've never tried their corned beef before. I do like to make it in the slow cooker. I just layer some carrots and some potatoes and cabbage in the slow cooker and some onions as well. Add the corned beef and let it cook all day. And that's usually our St. Patrick's Day dinner. But the Guinness stew is I don't know if I would say it's a first or a second. They're pretty much level on the playing field as to my favorite St. Patrick's Day recipes. But I hope you'll make something for St. Patrick's Day. Even if you're not Irish and you're just, you know, interested in trying something new, they're both super delicious. So 10 recipes my family has been loving lately. These are real life recipes that my family has been enjoying, from Bang Bang shrimp bowls to chicken shawarma to honey lime salmon tacos and cashew chicken lettuce cups and sheep pan steak fajitas, pesto turkey meatballs. There are so many different flavors throughout these different recipes I shared with you. But the through line is that all of them are easy and weeknight friendly. I am sharing almost every single one of these over on my Instagram this month. I'm doing a whole month of weeknight family recipes. So this isn't something I'm going to do every month, just this month. So if you do want to go watch me make many of these recipes, definitely head over to my Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. And if you want more recipes like these, definitely check us out over on Patreon, patreon.com/healthymamachris. You can try it out for a week free, sample a meal plan, check out the recipe vault, and get some great recipes to add to your meal plan this month. As always, I hope you found this episode helpful. I hope you enjoy this new series. If you do like it, definitely let me know. Let me know over on Instagram. I'm at Healthy Mama Chris. Leave a rating or a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It's always helpful for me to know what you're enjoying, and it also helps other people find the podcast as well. If you haven't subscribed yet, definitely hit subscribe wherever you get your podcast, wherever you like to listen, so that you never miss an episode. Next week, on Monday, we're going to continue our conversation on kitchen organization, and we're going to talk about kitchen tools, the only kitchen tools I think you need for your Healthy Mama kitchen. And at the end of the month, or later on in the month, we're going to talk about the air fryer, because I have gotten a lot of questions on how I use my air fryer, and I actually mentioned two air fryer recipes today. So if you're interested in learning how to use the air fryer, if you might want an air fryer, if I think you should have an air fryer, definitely stay tuned for that episode as well. All right, friends, until next time, happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at @healthymamachris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.